Welcome back, you guys. In this week's episode of PJs and Prosecco, I'm sharing the honest truth about spiritual burnout, what it looked like for me the moment I finally said, I'm over it, and how I shifted into true alignment so that you can too. This is for you if you've done all the work, you've read the books, you've done the journaling, you joined the masterclasses, cleared your chakras. So why are you still feeling heavy, stuck, or like something is missing? I've got you covered. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Let's start from, what is overhealing? What does that mean? When I think of overhealing, I think of obsessively working on yourself to the point of exhaustion or avoidance. It almost stops you in your tracks, this overhealing. And a lot of the signs that I saw in myself and that I see with my clients are this constant need for the next thing, constantly looking for that fix, whether it be a quick fix or a deeper fix or another thing to fix you. And really, that takes us all down into the victimhood, which I'm going to get into. But also signs of overhealing is feeling guilty if you don't want to take on more fixing or healing or doing, and you feel guilty for just relaxing. Anyone feel guilty for relaxing? Yeah, I've been there. Also becoming addicted to spiritual tools and certifications, and even to the point where this addiction now is the only way to do something. The only way that will work is if you take on more and do more and more and more. Don't get me wrong, guys. I love spiritual tools and certifications. I have a whole laundry list of spiritual development that I have done, spiritual tools I'm certified in, certifications in mindset, ICF, ACC accreditation, all of the things. So there's nothing wrong with them. But when we're overhealing and we become so addicted to them, then it's not necessarily growth mindset. It's actually procrastination. Another big sign is repeating the same inner work loops with no lasting change. So if you've been working on your money mindset, for example, and you are working on energetically clearing that, perhaps doing some mindset reprogramming, but you keep going back into this loop and then trying the next thing to see if it'll rework for you, or the next thing to see if then you become abundant, or the next thing and then you become magnetic. You're actually looking for an outside fix instead of just trusting in yourself, the universe, and doing the inner work. Oh, overhealing. I feel like we might need a few episodes on this topic because I am so passionate about you guys living and knowing that you are healed enough right now, and that when you choose to do any of the spiritual tools, relax, do certifications, and really work on the energetic and mindset, you get to do it in a way that's empowering for you and that's aligned to you. It's no longer this, I need to, I have to. Ugh, gross. And you know why no one talks about this, which is why I wanted to do this episode, is because it's so glamorized in coaching and spiritual space as dedication. You're so dedicated to your healing that you are doing it all. You are taking every course, you've hired 20 different mentors, maybe even more, and you've had your ascensions, you've had your, you know, moments under the sun, and then you've had your hard times, and you've had all this. And it's almost as if you're writing someone else's story instead of yourself. But again, it's so glamorized in coaching that you're not healed and you're not ready. And the goal, right, is to get you so that you feel worthy and you feel accepted and you feel aligned. What if you just today said, I am healed enough and aligned. And now when I choose my spiritual practices, the tools I want to invest in, the certifications, the coaches, it's not that I need to fix anything. I get to align or realign something within myself. I get to take that power back. I am the main character. I am the one who is in control, not something that needs to get fixed. Wow, what a shift. When we think about also how it's so glamorized in coaching and spiritual space about this dedication and more, 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 what if you actually just slowed down for a minute, smell the roses, stop and smell the roses, see how much you've already done, celebrate that, learn from it, and how you can then put those learnings into your future. Wow. The reason I can speak so passionately about this, you can't tell you guys, I am so passionate about this, but the reason is because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I was always in fix mode. Fix, fix, fix. I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. I'm not good with money. I'm not good with my spiritual gifts. I can't share them. People will judge me. And I have to fix in order for me to step out as a female entrepreneur, as a spiritual coach, as a corporate expat. I have to do that because I was never healed enough to be the expert. I was never healed enough so that people would pay me for my gifts. Holy guacamole. You guys are listening to my podcast right now. We all know that this isn't true, but this is my story. And this is what I lived in for the first, 30, 33 years maybe of my life, that I wasn't ready and I had to fix myself. That's what I lived in. Wild. Wild because of where I sit now. And the reason that I'm able to look back at my story and recognize that I was in victimhood and looking for outside validation and outside ways to fix me instead of dealing with the true inner work is because I'm now on the other side. And you guys get to be too. You guys get to be too. Let's start from, what is overhealing? What does that mean? When I think of overhealing, I think of obsessively working on yourself to the point of exhaustion or avoidance. It almost stops you in your tracks, this overhealing. And a lot of the signs that I saw in myself and that I see with my clients are this constant need for the next thing, constantly looking for that fix, whether it be a quick fix or a deeper fix or another thing to fix you. And really, that just, that takes us all down into the victimhood, which I'm going to get into. But also signs of overhealing is feeling guilty if you don't want to take on more fixing or healing or doing. And you feel guilty for just relaxing. Anyone feel guilty for relaxing? Yeah, I've been there. Also becoming addicted to spiritual tools and certifications, and even to the point where this addiction now is the only way to do something. The only way that will work is if you take on more and do more and more and more. Don't get me wrong, guys. I love spiritual tools and certifications. I have a whole laundry list of spiritual development that I have done, spiritual tools I'm certified in, certifications in mindset, ICF, ACC accreditation, all of the things. So there's nothing wrong with them. But when we're overhealing and we become so addicted to them, then it's not necessarily growth mindset. It's actually procrastination. Another big sign is repeating the same inner work loops with no lasting change. So if you've been working on your money mindset, for example, and you are working on energetically clearing that, perhaps doing some mindset reprogramming, but you keep going back into this loop and then trying the next thing to see if it'll rework for you, or the next thing to see if then you become abundant, or the next thing and then you become magnetic, you're actually looking for an outside fix instead of just trusting in yourself, the universe, and doing the inner work. Oh, overhealing. I feel like we might need a few episodes on this topic because I am so passionate about you guys living and knowing that you are healed enough right now, and that when you choose to do any of the spiritual tools, relax, do certifications, and really work on the energetic and mindset, you get to do it in a way that's empowering for you and that's aligned to you. It's no longer this, I need to, I have to. Ugh, gross. And you know why no one talks about this, which is why I wanted to do this episode, is because it's so glamorized in coaching and spiritual space as dedication. You're so dedicated to your healing that you are doing it all. You are taking every course, you've hired 20 different mentors, maybe even more, and you've had your ascensions, you've had your, you know, moments under the sun, and then you've had your hard times, and you've had all this. And it's almost as if you're writing someone else's story instead of yourself. But again, it's so glamorized in coaching that you're not healed and you're not ready. And the goal, right, is to get you so that you feel worthy and you feel accepted and you feel aligned. What if you just today said, I am healed enough and aligned. And now when I choose my spiritual practices, the tools I want to invest in, the certifications, the coaches, it's not that I need to fix anything. I get to align or realign something within myself. I get to take that power back. I am the main character. I am the one who is in control, not something that needs to get fixed. Wow, what a shift, right? When we think about also how it's so glamorized in coaching and spiritual space about this dedication and more, 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 what if you actually just slowed down for a minute? Smell the roses. Stop and smell the roses. See how much you've already done. Celebrate that. Learn from it and how you can then put those learnings into your future. Wow. The reason I can speak so passionately about this, you can't tell, you guys, I am so passionate about this. But the reason is because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I was always in fix mode. I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. I'm not good with money. I'm not good with my spiritual gifts. I can't share them. People will judge me. And I have to fix in order for me to step out as a female entrepreneur, as a spiritual coach, as a corporate expat. I have to do that because I was never healed enough to be the expert. I was never healed enough so that people would pay me for my gifts. Holy guacamole. You guys are listening to my podcast right now. We all know that this isn't true, but this is my story. And this is what I lived in for the first, 30, 33 years maybe of my life, that I wasn't ready and I had to fix myself. That's what I lived in. Wild. Wild because of where I sit now. And the reason that I'm able to look back at my story and recognize that I was in victimhood and looking for outside validation and outside ways to fix me instead of dealing with the true inner work is because I'm now on the other side. And you guys get to be too. And I think what's so interesting about looking for that outside validation or fixes for me was that the tools and practices I was bringing into place, I wasn't even necessarily aligned to them. I just felt like I had to do them. And that was everything from spending an hour every morning in meditation and journaling and doing breath work and throwing in EFT tapping and then maybe doing a little more meditation and making sure I got that movement in and la, 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 la. Holy cow. It was so much pressure. And if I didn't do all those things, then I wasn't going to manifest. I wasn't going to have a successful business. I wasn't going to be ready for the day. Wow, that's not how I want to start my day. And I bet that's not how you want to start your day either. And that's because we need to figure out what's in true alignment for us. And that's why when we look at what are the modalities that really light us up or that we're feeling called to, and investing in those to help us grow instead of fixing us, what a different way to show up. What a different way. And I'm going to be real with you guys. With those tools and practices I thought I had to do, oh my gosh, I felt failure. I felt like I was failing over and over again. Almost like, shouldn't I be better than this? Shouldn't I just be this spiritual, magical being who just has so much fun dedicating hours and hours to these spiritual practices by myself, alone in my office? No, that is not how I personally operate. Now, for some people, they thrive on that. They love that. And I love that for them. For me, my spiritual practices, they ebb and flow. I always have my morning magic. It looks a little different depending on the day for me. Sometimes it is meditating and doing a little breath work and some tapping, and maybe it's even a little spell work or getting some movement in. It just depends. But what's important is that I set my day now not to fix myself with my practices and my tools, but how can they help me grow and be the best version of me that day? And that's why I say mine ebb and flow, because if I wake up and I don't want to go spend hours on things, that's fine. That's fine. As long as I'm not just doing it to avoid it, right? If I'm actually not doing it because I really feel aligned to, you know what? No, actually what I want to do is get up, and I always start with the three things I'm grateful for, whether I'm writing it down or saying it out loud. I get those puggies. We go for a walk. I feed them breakfast. And then I think about, okay, what do I want to bring into my space today? And how do I want to start my day feeling really empowered? Sometimes that's just going and snuggling with the pugs while I'm answering client questions or checking in on them or whatever the case might be. Sometimes it's, okay, guys, let's head into my office and let's start our day with a little magic, a little manifestation. But do you see how different I'm even speaking about it? Because those tools are, to me, when I get to have them be a part of my life and not be my life, whew, I am no longer overhealing. I am not spiraling down the spirit rabbit hole of I have to do all of these things in order to have a successful day, a successful business, to be happy and fulfilled. Ooh, gross. I now have them as a part of my life where they really help me embody being me. And that's why it looks different every day. Who knows? Now, feeling like failure over and over again too is not conducive to being a magnetic, abundant AF rich witch. It's not. Failing for me, I actually don't even, if you guys have been around with me for a while, you know, I don't actually believe in failure. I think it is impossible to fail unless you do absolutely nothing. And even then you're learning something. So that's not even a failure. Because when we try, we're redirected, we learn, we grow, even if the outcome isn't exactly what we thought it was going to be. So I don't believe in failure. However, that's how it felt at that time in my life. This was back, especially in 2019, 2020, when I was going through my personal and spiritual development journey, like real deep in the thick of it. And it was so frustrating for me to really think, shouldn't I be better than this? Shouldn't I be healed enough? I know I'm really spiritual. I know I'm spiritually gifted. I had always known that. And in fact, fun fact, ooh, this is something I wasn't going to share, but let me share this with you guys. I had a couple of friends at the time who were in the woo space, and they often diminished me because I was this muggle, Harry Potter reference, muggle, not magic person, who was starting to get woken up. And I actually think that the reason they were diminishing me so much in my gifts at the time, this is more in 2019, not in 2020, I found amazing spiritual mentors. It was amazing. But in 2019, I remember distinctly being on a trip and this one friend of mine she was telling me about how to be in the spiritual space and how to develop my gifts and what I had to do and all these different things. And what I started to recognize as she was diminishing my experience with my gifts and the awakening that I was starting to have was almost a bit of jealousy. Gosh, I hate even saying that because I really do wish her well. But I think when I reflect back and I think about my experiences and what I shared and what was reflected back to me was really around that I was way more powerful than anyone led on to. Meaning that there's a little bit of fear, I think, sometimes. Gosh, you know what? I am going to do an episode about this. Just you wait, you guys. But I'll give you a little Cliff's note. I do believe that there's something in the spiritual space where a lot of times spiritual women, beings, what have you, mentors, feel like they need to be the most spiritual in the room. They need to be the most gifted. And if you come in with very high caliber talent in the spiritual realm, you're a bit of a threat, which is wild to me because I truly believe that it's collaboration over competition. Even if we had the same exact gifts, which is impossible, all of ours are unique, it wouldn't matter. We collectively bring everyone up. So anyways, all that to say is that I kept thinking, shouldn't I be better than this? Because I kept almost having my spiritual gifts pushed down by others and then pushed down by myself. And what a weird place to be in now that I look back at it. And gosh, I haven't really reflected in such a way until recording this episode. But I think it's really important to just talk to you guys about how if you're overhealing right now down that rabbit hole of all the courses, all the books, all the things, and you're feeling really overwhelmed and not in alignment and thinking, shouldn't I be better than this? Remember that you are so powerful in your own right. And it's about finding and stepping in to your unique gifts, you uniquely. We've got Honey joining. So if you hear the snorts, welcome back, honey, to the podcast. Anyways, though, so with my story about always being in the victim mode, and when I still remember this moment that it really started to shift for me. Well, the first moment, there were two distinct moments. The first moment was in 2019. I was standing in a room of probably, 30 or 40 people, and I actually took my power back. I said, I have lived my life making everyone else responsible for my decisions that I have made, for the path that I am on. And I'm realizing now that no one actually made me do anything. It was actually me. And what a powerful, profound moment. I remember thinking, holy cow, I've been blaming everyone but myself for the situation I'm in, which wasn't a bad one, by the way. Corporate girly, multiple six figures, condo in the city, luxury travels. We're living life. Unfulfilled though. And then with my spiritual gifts, I distinctly remember being in my master Reiki certification and having this acknowledgement about how gifted I was and to stop hiding, to stop keeping it from everyone because it was really my secret sauce that I needed to share with everyone. And it really unlocked for me this whole awareness of I truly am here to activate you, which is why you're listening to this podcast right now. But I'm also here to help you uncover and develop your spiritual gifts so that you step in to your authentic, fulfilled self. So that those slow mornings are yours. So that you're ditching those soul-sucking things that are happening in your life, whether it's a career or a relationship, any of it. That's why I'm here. Gosh, that realization alone is enough to realize that I don't have to be in victimhood. I don't have to be overhealing. I get to just be me and then grow in my energy, in my mindset, in aligned ways that feel right for me at the time. Now, here's the thing though. Why we fall into the healing spiral is really no surprise. It really isn't. I was guilty of it too. And the reason that we fall into a healing spiral, and if you're in one right now and you're just having this realization of, oh my gosh, this is me, I'm in a healing spiral, it's okay, we can get you out. The first though is, of course, subconscious beliefs, because our subconscious mind, it really takes care of like 90% of us, everything we're doing, the thoughts, all the things running in the background. Isn't that kind of crazy? And if you have this belief of, I'm not worthy or I'm not whole unless I'm working on myself, then you're going to go down a healing spiral. You're going down that rabbit hole and you are not coming back out until you recognize it, and then you can come out the other side. And there's also just an industry pressure out there that the more certifications and classes and things you do, the more worthiness or credibility you have. Now, don't get it twisted. I do believe, especially in the coaching space, which is not currently regulated, that it is extremely important that you do get certified depending on what type of coaching you're doing. Yes, there's credibility in there. There's social proof in there, but there's also a confidence that comes with being able to hold space in a really profound way. It's why I have awakened the spiritual coaching certification, because I really, truly believe that that's so important. What I'm talking about when I say industry pressure around certifications and courses is when you feel like you always have to be in one or doing one, or you're not being, I don't know, a good enough coach or the best coach, or you're not worthy enough. There comes a point where, I mean, I'm always going to be learning. Let me be clear. I'm always going to be getting certified in the newest, latest, greatest thing because I love to. And that's the difference. I don't feel pressured to go get certified. I don't feel pressured that my worth is tied to my credentials. It's not. My worth is tied to me and me alone. Not even my clients make me worthy. They don't make me credible. None of that. It's solely me. The other thing that I find of why we fall into healing spirals is fear of actually living the life we're healing for. What? I know. Let that sink in for a second. Fear of actually living the life we're healing for. Because we're not in alignment for that life that we desire, we have this fear. And I would argue 99% of people have this fear of change, because we don't know what's on the other side. And even though we know it's going to be better and it's going to be great, there's still this fear. It's our conscious, our ego saying, uh-oh, I don't know. Maybe not, but the fear of actually living the life we're healing for is such a realization. If you're having an aha moment right now, I know that I have that aha all the time. When I think about that, if I'm not manifesting or calling something in that I truly desire, that it's because I have this fear of actually having that thing. And how do I work through it for myself? And again, this isn't talking about overhealing. This is about proactive growth healing, if you will. But this fear of actually living the life we're healing for, because when you achieve it, then what do? Are you just done healing? Spoiler, no, you're not. We heal our entire life. I don't say that as a joke. I do believe that we heal for our entire lives. But that's exciting. We're growing. We're learning. We're transforming. We're changing. We're shifting. All the things. Life would be very boring if we weren't. Another thing about why we fall into the healing spiral is trauma loops disguised as growth. It's this constant reprocessing without release. I will be honest with you guys. I found that I loved my therapist. I had her through 2020. Well, actually, I had her through 2019, and then I met with her once in 2020 during the pandemic when I was like, what is happening? I haven't had a therapist since, not knocking therapists. I love therapy. I think it's really beneficial, especially when we have a lot of trauma healing that we need. And so don't get me wrong. But I found for myself specifically that I just was in these trauma loops and I just kept reprocessing different versions of the same story or trauma. And when I would move through it, I would think, oh, I've grown. Ooh, I've really up-leveled. Ooh, I've moved on from that. But then I would just go back into the same trauma loop. in every therapy session, and then obviously outside of therapy. I didn't actually truly release anything. Oof. Wild. When I did was when I actually took my power back, and instead of just looking at the past, I healed my past. I healed my inner child. I healed all the things through proven mindset and energetic techniques. And I actually released it. I learned the lessons and I let it go. And I let it go subconsciously and consciously so that I now sit here and I'm not living in those trauma loops that were disguised as growth. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, that inner child ego craving control through fixing. When we feel like we've lost that control, we often go into fix mode. Ooh, no thank you. Not anymore. What I want to just take a moment on is what shifted everything for me so that it can shift for you too. If you're already having shifts, and I bet you are just at this point in the podcast, not surprised and welcome. Welcome to your new reality. So for me, what shifted was, of course, taking my power back and not looking for outside validation and healing, but instead doing alignment healing. Also embodiment over obsession, feeling like I had to do this next healing modality or this next thing. No, I embody what I take on now. There's no, well, I'm obsessed with a few things, let's be real, but it's not over healing. It's not. And what also shifted was living as my healed self instead of micromanaging my healing process. I actually was micromanaging it so much because of what I thought I had to do instead of just being. And that's the thing, is I gave myself permission to just be. To be me wholly and completely as I am right now. And I also invested. I invested into aligned mentorship. I allowed space for integration, not just consumption. And I put myself at the table of mentors and coaches that I knew were where I wanted to be and would guide me to get there and allow me to actually guide myself. They would hold the space, but I would be the one who actually does the work. And that, I think, is truly a big difference for me that really helped me shift and change. And so I invite you guys to ask yourself, when you think about all of the healing that you're doing, none of it is bad. Nothing is good nor bad. But if you feel like, as we talked about in the beginning, if you're feeling like, gosh, I'm doing all the things, but I still feel heavy, stuck, or like something's missing, I think I might be overhealing. Ask yourself, am I doing this to live freer or to feel worthy? Or am I doing this for myself and my embodiment and my alignment because I'm excited about it? And if you can't tell the difference, then guess what? Welcome to my world. This is exactly what I help my clients through. Your spiritual bestie, your spiritual coach right here, Emily, the rich witch next door. DM me. I'm happy to help guide you and tell you what might be the right next step for you in your journey to go from overhealed and over it to finally set free. And my other thing that I would love if you guys could ask yourself is, would I still be doing this if no one was watching? Would you? A lot of it, I wouldn't. And if you've been feeling like you're endlessly fixing yourself, know that I see you, I was you, I get it. And if you want a new way to integrate what you already know and finally live it, DM me. Head over to the Rich Witch Next Door and DM me, and I will help guide you into a way that you can get through it. That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at The Rich Witch Next Door so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.